Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 4 to 6. God will fight our battles if we cry out to Him. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 18 to 22 like this. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and the half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab, and they were helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in Him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of the camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men, for many fell dead because the war was God's. The 2.5 tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had settled east of the Jordan River and had not entered into the promised land during the time of Moses and Joshua. The story in the above passage is about these people and illustrates the importance of prayer and reliance on God in battle, which is a theme appearing frequently in the book of Chronicles. There are many other occasions that emphasize how God answered the prayers of His people that were offered during times of battle. What we can see in this passage is that these 2.5 tribes went into battle with the Hagrites of Transjordan, who are the Ishmaelites, assisted by the related people of Jetur and Naphish and Nodab, all of whom were apparently descendants of Hagar's son Ishmael. With a small army of 44,760 men, they defeated a much bigger enemy force. They had trusted in their God, and He gave them victory and abundant spoils. All credit for success was attributed to God alone. We need to recognize God's divine government in operation as He directs political affairs among men in accordance with His intended purposes. Ultimately, it was God who brought success in the battle because they cried out to God and put their trust in Him. The war was God's confirms the statement about God helping His people during their battle. Just as God was so ferocious in His defense of the Jewish people back in the Old Testament, God can be just as intense and just as ferocious in His defense of us when we cry out to Him for help. God is all-powerful, and there is nothing that He cannot do on our behalf, which would include handling any type of stormy cloud that may have come across our way. Today, God is just waiting for you to go directly to Him so that He can fight your battles on your behalf as you put your trust completely in Him. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 like this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. And we again read in Romans chapter 8 verse 37 like this. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.